Now, this question is actually a very low percentage answer correctly question for steps 1, 2, and 3. And you'll actually see this on step 3 as well. I can recall having encountered this in QBank when I was doing step 3 material. So USMLE loves this question. People fuck this up all the time. I'll just cut to the chase now. This patient has SLE. You can see that it's managed, or they tell you it's managed pharmacologically. They're trying to tell you that she's on prednisone, okay? They don't even need to tell you, frankly, that she's being managed pharmacologically. They can just say 12-year history of SLE, or 12-year history of IBD, or 12-year history of rheumatoid arthritis. The question need not tell you prednisone. The question need not tell you managed pharmacologically. So I kind of gave you the middle difficulty question here. Once again, the easiest, them just telling you prednisone. The hardest, quote unquote, is them not mentioning medications at all, just the autoimmune disorder, and then middle difficulty telling you an autoimmune disease managed pharmacologically, and you need to know that that means prednisone. So the reason this question is difficult is because, yes, of course, this patient has Cushing's, okay, Cushing's syndrome. And most students right away choose an answer that has increased cortisol, which is wrong. This patient is going to have a down arrow for cortisol. You say, what the fuck? Like, how is that possible? That's not uncomplicated at all. I mean, you're giving an exogenous glucocorticoid that's going to suppress your hypothalamic pituitary axis. So ACTH is down. And because ACTH is down, your endogenous cortisol production from the zona fasciculata of the adrenal cortex is down. So it's a down arrow for both ACTH and cortisol when a patient has Cushing's syndrome secondary to exogenous steroid administration. Now I'll just clear up a point of, or I'll make a point of clarification here. Exogenous glucocorticoids, such as prednisone, methylprednisolone, hydrocortisone, these are not the same thing as cortisol. Okay, so although the patient would have high glucocorticoid levels administered exogenously, this patient would have suppressed cortisol. Okay, so prednisone is not the same thing as cortisol. Hydrocortisone, not the same thing as cortisol. Now, the reason this can be even more confusing is because when we talk about like thyroid hormone, for example, when levothyroxine, a T4 analog, is administered, T4 is high. So it is the same thing as thyroxine. Or triiodothyronine administered exogenously, that is the same thing as T3 when we talk about thyroid, for example. But this does not hold true for glucocorticoids. So, bottom line, your take-home point is patient has Cushing's syndrome, secondary to exogenous glucocorticoids. You need to know it's a down arrow for both ACTH and cortisol. Okay, it's a low percentage correct question in QBank for steps 1, 2, and 3. That's it.